Lonnie G. Bunch III is the 14th secretary of the Smithsonian Institution. This puts him in charge of 21 museums, 21 libraries, the National Zoo, numerous researchers and several educational units and centres in Washington, D.C. He started out studying history before working his way up the ranks of the Smithsonian, becoming the founding director of the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture. Lonnie Bunch was in Dublin recently for the Humanities Horizons event at Trinity's Longroom Hub, where he spoke about his vision for the Smithsonian and his recent discovery that his DNA indicates he is 18% Irish, traced from an ancestor in Donegal. But as he told Culture Files' Louise Williams after the talk, the discovery tends to leave him with some ambivalent feelings, and this piece contains content that some listeners may find disturbing.
DNA has really helped people, not to the certainty that they think, but to an idea of who you are. And so which I didn't do for years, when I finally did my DNA and it came out that I was sort of roughly 18% of Irish ancestry, my first thought was, because that's not who I look like and that's not how I've been dealt with as a Black American. But I also realized that there's a significant part of my mother's family that are very, as their phrase was, fair, very light in complexion. And I thought that I knew where that came from. I had never done my own genealogy. It wasn't something that was interesting to me. And then probably 15 years or maybe even 20 years ago, my dad's only sibling died and my father was sort of lost. And one day he came to visit me. I was living in Washington. I said, let's go to the National Archives, before Ancestry.com and all that. Let's go to the National Archives and let's see if we can figure out your family, because his father was 50 when he was born, so he really didn't know much. So suddenly we find his grandfather and we find all this material, and as I'm doing the other side of my family, I see the people who are very fair, the light skin. And it really, part of it comes from this slave owner named Daugherty. For years, I just had his name, Jeremiah Daugherty, and I didn't pay any attention to it. And then I thought, well, it'd be interesting to figure out more. And so when I found out the percentage that was Irish, and I did a little bit of looking back for a couple generations of his family, but to be honest, I was done with it. I was like, okay, that's it. And then when it turned out I was coming here, I mentioned it to someone, and next thing I know, they want me to go to the Daugherty land and Donegal and places like that. And it was really interesting, because on the one hand, it's fascinating to sort of try to understand the completeness of who you are. But on the other hand, I wanted people to know that this is not the joyous reunion that one would expect, that this is really about rape. This is really about power or the lack of power. I would find it hard to believe, I don't know this for a fact, but I'd find it hard to believe that these were consensual relationships, right? And so on the one hand, it's a acceptance of the totality of who you are, but to accept that, you also have to accept that this is a real illustration of a power dynamic and a real illustration of the kind of abuse of women that was rampant in the slave system. So it is, so much of my life, it's a two-sided coin. It is this, isn't this really interesting? This is a part of me that I don't know. But on the other hand, it's a part that really is, candidly, an example of some of the worst of America. And so it really has made me, as a historian, it's really forcing me to try to think a little more about using that story as a way to illuminate the bigger issues and the long-term legacy.
Is it uncomfortable to talk about it? And is it uncomfortable being here and me asking these questions?
No, not at all. I mean, it's interesting. Being here forces me to think about it in ways that I don't, right? And because of the overwhelming number of people who say, oh, I'm a Daugherty, I'm your cousin. You know, on the one hand, that's fun and that's it. But on the other hand, it's sort of like, but do you know what that means? There's cousins by choice and cousins by force. And this is cousin by force. And so I think that it's not uncomfortable. It's just that I haven't processed it completely, right? I haven't really figured out how do I feel. It's almost like, you know, when you do, what do you call the family genealogy traits and the scheme, sort of there's all the family and then there's the dowry over here. And, you know, sort of trying to figure out how much of that do you put in.
How does it get integrated into the story of your ancestors and of who you are today?
Exactly. And because it has a really interesting domino effect, right? You have all of these particular branches of the family that are very fair, light-skinned, some pass for white, some, you know, married only people of the same complexion. So there's a lot more complexity that this is raising for me to think about, and it'll give me the next 20 years to grapple with it.
I'm going to ask you a question. You don't have to answer this. But when you brought this up, people laughed, and I felt it was an embarrassment, possibly. I don't know how you felt about that.
There's a nervous laughter because, one, people aren't sure how I react to it, and people aren't sure what does that really mean, right? Does it mean that there was a love affair, a consensual relationship? Does it mean something else? So part of the nervousness is that it's a concrete example of things we know. The lack of control, the lack of power, the dominance that a white male would have over a black woman. So I think there was some of the nervousness around that. And for me, it's just I'm still trying to process and think about what that really means.
Maybe it also comes down to kind of Irish people sometimes having a tendency to frame ourselves as the underdog. Maybe that's it's a sort of a confrontation with a very traditionally held idea, false idea.
I think that one of the things I've learned here is the complexity of the Irish story independently of the Troubles, right? The notion that the Irish are colonized and sometimes colonizers, that the Irish are attacked and abused and conquered, but they also attacked, abused, and conquered. So I think that what it really demonstrates is something that's really important that most people aren't comfortable with, which is how do you help people embrace the ambiguity of the past, of these issues? You know, as I say to people, we always think about what are simple answers to complex questions. But history is ripe with ambiguity. My story is ripe with ambiguity. How do you grapple with that? And I think that's where the learning is. I think that's where the pain is. But I think that's where the possibilities of reconciliation are.
Lonnie G. Bunch III, Secretary of the Smithsonian Institution. And we'll have the second part of that conversation next time on Culture File.